Reading from Zohar for All, Introduction to the Book of Zohar. There is none like you from all the sages of the world. Item 167. You can download the text at kabbalah.info. You can send us your questions at kab.tv, Introduction to the Book of Zohar, because in all the nations of the world there is none like you. Item 167.
Well, like always, what's in the Zohar? The higher force that's ready for us to ask of him, demand of him. He's waiting for a plea, for a demand, for a prayer, prayer of many. While we're speaking about the way that the system is supposed to influence us, entering that system with our deficiency, we ask, we demand. That's actually our work. But together, all of us together, and for the many, we have to be connected together for the masses, for the collective, for them to at least have some kind of inclination toward unity.
167. All the sages of the nations and all their kingdoms are the armies and the camps above. Even though they were charged over the matters of the world, and he commanded each to do his work, who is he who can do? None of them like you. It is because you are inscribed in your value and you are inscribed in your deeds from all of them. This is the meaning of there is none like you, O Lord, who is the hidden Holy One above and below, who will do and will be like you, similar to you, in all the deeds of the Holy King in heaven and in earth. In their kingdom it is written, and the land was unformed and void. It is written about 168. Rabbi Shimon said to the friends, "My sons, this wedding, each of you will adorn the bride with one decoration. He said to Rabbi Elazar, his son, "Elazar, give one gift to the bride. For on the next day, when Zer Anpin enters the chuppah, he will look at the songs and praises that the members of the palace have given her for when she stands before him." Article, Who is This? 169.
Meaning, we finished the article about the two parts of creation. That actually speaks about the control of the Creator. Maybe it's not that conspicuous in the article, but that he specifically rules the nations of the world and does not rule Israel, because he can allow a free choice. He can allow free choice for Israel. That is something that's concealed from them, and there's something which is not concealed from the nations of the world, and he works in them decisively, meaning that they do nothing, or all that they do is targeted and carried out by the higher force in the matter which is opposite to him, without any choice, without any decision, without any nothing. Without any response from them to the Creator. Just like matter, just like still vegetative inanimate, just like the still vegetative inanimate, are operated, it's the same. So when we look around ourselves, we have to relate to it like the actions of the higher force that are targeted at us. Because you are the greatest of the sages, meaning that the Creator, He is the one operating in all the matter, and not to forget that there is none else beside Him. And among us, there is this distance, a distance which we have to fill with our decision. That's called the middle third of Tiferet, the free choice. Where the Kedusha, the holiness, and the Klipa, the Shell, are in struggle, and there the Creator can build them, can make the connection between them, and that's our work. Meaning, who is the Creator so far from us? In order to give us the ability to decide. Well, who is this?
169. Rabbi Elazar started and said, "Who is it rising from the desert? Who is it? Is the whole of two sanctities, two worlds, Bina and Malchut, in one bonding and in one connection. Rising means that she is actually rising to be the Holy of Holies, since me, Bina, the Holy of Holies, connected with this, Malchut, so that Malchut will be rising, which is the Holy of Holies, from the desert, since she inherited it from the desert, to be a bride and to enter the chuppah, wedding canopy. It is written, who is it rising from the desert, clinging to her beloved? This is about the end of correction, when the bride rises to the chuppah. The Zohar refers, who is it, to Bina, who is called me, who, and to Malchut, who is called this, or it. It says that at that time, who is it, will be included as one, two sanctities included. This is so because prior to the end of correction, only Bina is called holy, and Malchut that rises to Bina is sanctified only to the holiness of Bina. But at the end of correction, Malchut herself will be holy too, like Bina. And who is it rising will be an inclusion of two sanctities, two worlds, Bina and Malchut, in one bonding and in one connection. A connection is the bundle of life, the end of the Malchut and the Masach that raises or chozer, and connects all the Sefirot as one. At that time, it will end in Yud, forever equal to Bina. This is called one connection and one bonding, since the level of light of Malchut will be connected to the level of Bina, actually as one. For then, Malchut herself will be rising to be the actual Holy of Holies like the Bina. Actually rising like a burnt offering, which is the Holy of Holies. This is because me, Abba Ve'ima, the Holy of Holies, connected this, Malchut, so that Malchut will be discerned in the form of rising, which is the Holy of Holies. For then, a bonding of me with this was done, to make this herself the Holy of Holies. And since this is so, it is impossible for any diminution to be in Malchut, since her own sanctity is the Holy of Holies, like the Bina. This is why it is written, this will be swallowed up forever. Also, it was said that she inherited it from the desert to be a bride and to enter the chuppah. The desert is the place of the serpent, the seraph, and the scorpion. And the keepers of the Torah are regarded as the essential makers of the Torah. It follows that this great zivug of the end of correction was done specifically from the desert. 170. She rises from the desert, as it is written, and your desert is comely. Is Komeli. She rises in that desert of lip whispering. Midbar, desert, means dibur, speech. As it is written, these mighty gods, these are the gods who smote the Egyptians with all kinds of plagues in the desert. But was everything that the Creator did to them in the desert and not in a settled place? In the desert means in speech, as it is written, and your desert is comely. And it is written, from the desert shall lift, so is rising from the desert. Indeed, from the desert, meaning with that speech of the mouth, Malchut rises and enters between the mother's wing, Bina. Afterwards, through speech, Malchut descends and stays over the heads of the holy people. Explanation. Prior to the end of correction, while Malchut is called tree of knowledge of good and evil, her entire correction is done through the man, by which the righteous raise Malchut to Bina. Through this ascent, Malchut becomes as holy as Bina for the time being. These man are a prayer in whisper.
The more connected we are during the reading, the more we understand what it says.
Since the Malchut, speech, cannot be in a state of speaking only goodness without any evil, except when the voice in the speech is from Bina, which is unification of voice and speech, Zivug Zon in Gadlut. Since Zer Anpin receives the voice of Ima and gives in the speech of the Malchut. At that time, the speech is all good without any bad at all, and she receives the mochin of holiness. Indeed, without this mitigation from the voice of Bina, the voice of Malchut, the first nine, there is a grip of the klipot in Malchut, and she cannot receive from the holiness. Hence, the ascent of man is considered that the righteous raise in prayer, which are in whisper of the lips, speech without a voice. As it is written, only her lips move, but her voice is not heard. This is because then there is no grip to the man that they rise, and they can raise the Malchut to Bina too. So she receives the voice from Bina. At that time, she becomes a holy structure and receives Mochin in a zivug of voice and speech, and the sanctity of her speech stays over the heads of the righteous who corrected them. This is why it was said, she rises from the desert, as it is written, and your desert is comely. Since the bride is now destined to the great zivug to enter the chuppah through the rising of man of the righteous, as it is written, and your desert is comely. When they extend the voice from Ima into the speech to Malchut, by that the desert of the Malchut becomes a comely and as beautiful as Bina.
Any questions?
Asaf from Cholon is asking, what is this speech all about? Is a prayer should be done in addition to the inner yearning also in physical speech?
No, the dibul, these are the letters of the prayer, the speech. I don't know how to put it, that it raises the peltzofim. We're not talking about the bodies. When we talk about a certain action here, ascending from the desert, very bold. I don't know what he's depicting, something corporeal. The meaning is that the scrutinized kelim which the creature is capable of forming through the Tzimtzum and the Masach and the Ol Chozer from himself bestowing on to the upper. This is called speech, voice and speech. It comes from the work of the will to receive called Guf, that works with the vessels of Galgalta and Enayim. It's called the five parts of the lung, and then the five parts of the mouth, and the five kinds of teeth, and the five kinds of sounds of the letters. Until it reaches a state where through the Hevelape he creates bestowal onto the upper. We have Evel in the Einaim, a good eye, an evil eye, Evel in the Oznaim, Evel of the Af. We can't control all these. We can't express our internality here. Our internality is expressed only in Hevel HaPeh, the fourth degree. And then that Hevel is expressed in the letters of prayer. Meaning the main thing is the deficiencies that operate all the actions. In short, it's called Or Chozer. But until we reach the Or Chozer, it cooks inside our inner kelim. Yes.
Also, from the U.S. is asking, what is the unification of speech and voice?
The unification of voice and speech? There are many kinds of connections, which are always Bina and Malchut, it's Chech and Garon, the Sfataim. The connection between two opposite parts, where one comes from the light and the other comes from the Kli. When we connect them as a result of our effort becomes the Kli. That's why the kol and dibur don't stand alone, but it is our inner effort that's being transmitted. Through my voice, kol and dibur, speech, I can transmit or transfer many things. It's not about the voice and the speech itself. The main thing is the inner expression, the feeling, the emotion that we pass on. Roy, please. Every day you're sitting a bit further away. What will be the end?
I want to ask about raising man. When all the friends go out to disseminate, what does it mean that we're able to absorb the man of the low ones?
First of all, that you're all together, just like you're sitting together, you're as one man, one heart. That's how you go out, and that's how you're dispersed, but really feel yourselves as one. That's the first thing. The second thing, that this one, this connection, for it not to be simply like a gang or the seat of the scornful, but Hevra Kadisha, like a kind of a holy commando team. Hevra Kadisha, it's called, those that bury the dead, meaning the will to receive. And correspondingly, you have to prepare yourselves for it. We talked about it. What's the question then?
The question is, in those actions that we do out there, how does it work absorbing demand from the low ones? How does it work?
It works as follows. If you... What do we learn from Kabbalah? The upper has to awaken the lower. The lower does not awaken whatsoever without the awakening of the upper. Right? And Achor Kedem Sartani and different other places were told about it. The lower, it's matter. Unchangeable. The upper has to bring down the achab, and by that brings down an illumination, and then the lower starts responding a bit. Because what the lower bestows is opposite to the nature of the lower. So here we really have to be sensitive, subtle, experts. To know the right dosage, but nonetheless, when I turn to the group, suppose in the different working places, like in the schools and prisons, our friends all over the world are now taking care of these things. We have to really feel on our bones that the group and the Creator is standing behind us, that we're like in them, and we turn to that audience that's standing before us from them. That's how I have to feel, that I'm not alone, I'm part of them. I'm simply the representative that speaks, that's externally. But internally, we never came out of the connection that we've created. That's the first thing. The second thing is the way I turn to them, meaning that I have to lower myself to them. Meaning to show them, and not only show, but to also be myself that way. I'm not a politician. I needn't let go of my connection with godliness in order to give contentment to the Creator. But because of this reason, now I come down to the people. And I'm integrated in them, and I want to feel their deficiencies. And all the time I keep these 2 points, that I'm connected there, and that I'm going to connect here. And even though that these are 2 contradicting opposite points, I have to be the adapter, the gateway, the transition between the 2 worlds. And he starts shouting and talking to me to confuse me with his different corporeal things. Doesn't matter. I'm ready to integrate with that public, but I accept their problems, their troubles, from the point where I come from the Creator and from the group. Here I as if hear him and feel him, the strengthening and the guidance I got from them. And not that openly I'm integrated with them and we're simply flowing. That's not good, neither for him nor for me. It does not correspond to the rest of the system. Now, after I was integrated with them, I was integrated with them like the grown-up was included with the problem of the little one. In order to help him, I have to be like a mom and dad toward the baby, that have the strength and the abilities and the tools for it. And of course they're with him in that trouble, but they're included in it in order to help, not simply to cry and integrate. And so when I'm integrated with them, then, as it says, I am the Creator, the Lord, dwelling in them in their lowliness. But I am the Lord, so it says. It's really an artistry of being in two. It's more of a psychological matter. I think that it's not a problem, you'll see. And I think you're already starting to feel it, and then you have to start to working at the raising of the man. How do we tie the different deficiencies, the different things that we hear that are wrong like this, wrong like that, and we're in. And we mix with them emotionally, not simply like you write down, what's the problem, like you're a representative of the government or something, that, he simply writes it down and be well, that's where it ends more or less. No, you are integrated with them emotionally. And writing down, that's the last thing, depending on how you want to work with it. But if we work on it our way, then writing, okay, no problem. But the main thing is the emotional integration. In the emotional integration, I don't really care what that is. Someone has a problem with its taxes. Someone has a problem with his boss at work, or with his wife and children, or education, different other things, maybe the neighbors. It's either work or home or on the street. What else does a person have? For me, the main thing is the feeling, the suffering, his suffering, not the form itself, meaning what exactly is the suffering from him, his neighbor, or his boss, or his children. And then this, the incorporation of the feelings that we grasp from them has to influence us. We have to regret it. We have to feel the sorrow of the public, then we'll receive the comforting of the public. How? When we gather later on and talk about it and we're included of those deficiencies. So, whether we want it or not, even if we don't talk about it, it is already operating in us. So, we have to make some kind of a more concentrated effort of turning to them, of how to say this, in a format, in a way that is more, how to say, more complete, yes.
The emotional incorporation, that means to absorb the man of the low ones?
Suppose, okay. There's a question here altogether. What is the man of the lower? He doesn't have man. I said that the man of the lower is that on the one hand he has his problem. On the other hand, he understands to some extent that the only way that you can come out of your problem is through the connection. Then he has man. But we're usually with audiences, like we go out to in prisons or working places, where there's still no understanding that through connection we're capable of coming out of the problems, the troubles. We can say something about it, but we still have to chew it for them. But where is their man? I can't exactly say. The truth is that their man is, when they're organized, is to know that through the connection they can make their, they can improve their life. And on their level, it's enough. They can't do more than that. They're incapable of doing more than that, but only where they have on the level of their desire. That's the only place where they can decide, actually. Whereas we have to process it differently. Where they think that through connection, unity, they can get rid of corporeal problems. We understand that through connection, we can get rid of spiritual problems, which are what?
Galut.
Exile. Ego. We have a big ego by which we will give contentment to the Creator. And then, with this problem that bugs us, we rise to the Ali Elyon. This is what we ask for. Yes. Meaning you have a felt gap between the degrees, and that's how you have to process them.
The low one, he has to be in recognition that he is performing an action towards the upper one?
No. They can't. They have this simple recognition that in their presence, in their by our guidance, they come to some corporeal action that because they unite, they operate in corporeality, corporeally in their own favor. And bit by bit, through workshops, through education, the integral education, you start evoking in them a feeling, an understanding, the awareness that in the connection there is a special force that organizes everything. But that is already the acquisition of knowledge and education.
Now, about this initial point, where a person has to feel when he goes out in his bones that the group and the Creator are with him 100%.
Yes.
How do we strengthen that point in every friend?
That's the problem. That's the work. I can answer that. You have to have meetings, discussions before that. You have to remind these things to a person by phone. So, and for him not to go on his own, but a few people, and this is the only thing that they're talking about and they're immersed in, and this is their task. But there has to constantly be this basis. If you want to advance in any action, even physical, you have to check whether your foundation is the basis for the action that you're performing now. And it's forbidden for you to forget that because everything is built on the same basis. That's the work. This is exactly the place of work. That's all there is. Yes.
Who is closer to the realization of the purpose of the creation, the broad public or we?
The masses, the broad public, they have no realization of the purpose of creation. It's unchangeable matter, meaning they themselves don't change. Nothing happens in them. It all depends on how you listen to the news and how you see the world. Are you looking at the world in a way that you think that something will change there? Something changes there in order to awaken you. No other calculation. If you do not wake up, then the next time, usually, these will be actions that will be targeted at you in a worst way. They are a response to your efforts or the lack of your efforts because you're the only one who can choose. How can you say about them that they're doing something? They're not doing anything. How can they do something without a point in the heart, without having two forces inside the creature? How can he do anything? Can he walk on one leg? I never saw such a thing. Yes.
Because we relate to the masses, to the broad public, as low ones. This is how we treat them.
Right, and the lower ones that have to be under treatment, that I owe them.
I owe them, and I cannot do without them. So why do I call them low ones?
I can't give the Creator contentment without them. And I owe them because they suffer because of me.
So why are they called low ones then?
Because on the latter degrees, that's how that's where they are. The baby is lower to the mom and dad. You can say he's more important to them than they are themselves. And therefore he is the superior. No, we're talking about the ability to realize. We're talking about equivalence of form with the light. Then who's closer? You can say that Israel, that are not doing their work, they're worse than the nations of the world. True. But potentially speaking, and according to the structure, they're nonetheless above. And they have contact with the Creator, even though it's a poor contact, it's a poor connection. And then they have to really shake themselves up. And if not, then the light shines from above, and from below there will come problems as a result of the lack of the connection between the nations of the two Israel, as a result of the lack of connection between the light and the nations. And then, God forbid, might come something like we saw 70, 80 years ago. We do it all. I talked about it yesterday, I think, that from above the higher light is in complete rest. From below, the whole masses are broken vessels. You're in the middle. You're the one who has free choice. That's it. So think what you have to do. Yes?
That I know, but somehow I feel, perhaps it's wrong, but I feel that at some place we relate to them at low ones, and that hurts my ability, damages my ability to truly be included with them, to have the right contact with them.
Think about it a bit more. I think that it'll go away. I don't think about them disrespectfully whatsoever. Them being lower, it's because they're helpless. That's how that matter appears before me. And that matter is altogether part of my soul, and by the way, the most important part of my soul. Like we learn from perception of reality. I have to think about it a bit more. You have all the information.
Rav, with your permission, I have two questions. The first one, we come to a bunch of people and want to make a group out of them. Can we organize this group in several stages, let's say 3-5 steps?
No, I can't think about that now. We'll talk about it separately. It's a serious question. We really have to think about it. How to explain this. We have to talk about it. Then I'll have the words. How to build a group out of a random audience of people that I come to someplace. I can't think about it now. So we'll talk about it. Yes.
From everything you just said, I don't feel that I'm strengthened. I feel that I mustn't go out to disseminate because I have such a petition on my heart which doesn't allow me to do things together.
Right, so go with someone that will talk and disseminate. And you'll stand next to him, hold a glass of water, a sandwich, help him rearrange the seats, the something, drive him. Okay, at least somehow. Otherwise, what? You won't progress?
That's a question.
No question. If you won't be with them, you will not progress.
But the environment is supposed to pressure us in such a way until the heart opens up?
Pressure you? Why pressure you? They don't pressure you. You have to pressure yourself.
I really want it. This is why I'm asking.
So what's the problem then? Go and do it. And whatever you can.
Can I ask something about that? I have a feeling that all those questions are resolved by themselves when you have a constant intention to bring contentment to the Creator.
So you're waiting for it to be that way?
I'm asking.
There's nothing to ask here. Either you work or you'll get blows and work nonetheless. And then decide. So, no questions. Your questions come as a result of lack of doing. That's the reason. So if you'll keep going this way, things will be very bad. Yeah?
How can you explain what happened exactly in this transformation that all of a sudden we can go out to be included with their emotion? This is something that never existed before. It was even contradictory to our perception. What changed all of a sudden?
It seems to you that the Kabbalists had a different perception of working the Creator. It seems to you that they did not anticipate it and want it. You can read in all the books that this is the real work. Only it was written so, in a light fashion, modest in the way, kind of concealed in order not to irritate the public, in order not to awaken things that are, it's still not time for their realization. But they've always anticipated it, waited for it. When Bala Sulam published the Uma newspaper and he wanted to publish all of his writings, isn't that called coming out to the audience? And before that, after the Ari, you have no idea how many Kabbalists tried to teach people, even from the nations, back in those days, 400 and 500 years ago, in Europe. Europe of the medieval ages. You know what that is? The audience there, the people. Who can you talk to? And they try doing it. A part of the whole Enlightenment movement. Where does it all come from? We'll talk about it.
But still, I think for us it was mainly during the Peter Congress there was this leap, this jump, where all of a sudden from that state, perhaps it can also be damaged that you can be included with their desires today. You send us with confidence that I can go and talk to them. They hurt if their soccer team lost. And now, how do I include with the audience, with their feelings?
You have to. Within my nation do I dwell, do not
who gives me a guarantee that it won't influence me?
Look, there's no choice. It depends what. I don't think that you'll now start shouting in the middle of the street about some football team or something else. But the problems, really? Yes. And why not? You have to really be... You have to absorb their deficiencies. They have to feel it in order to be connected to you. You're not like some kind of a politician that cares about nothing. You have to work with the heart.
Something else, a bit different.
And then when you'll start working with the heart, as opposed to all the politicians and everyone else, you will feel how you're perceived as someone that's not naive or strange or anything else. Don't be afraid of that. That it won't be clear how come that they're coming, they want to help. If you come from the right place, which is connection with the group of the higher force, and you go out to that external action or to bring the man and give him contentment, because his desire is to dwell in the lowers, you'll see how the lower will accept you against any reason, despite everything. You'll see how it will be simple. You won't simply be favorable in their eyes that you're naive and simple and something. You know, like someone might say, he's a good fellow, but no, they'll feel that you have the force in the right direction. They will feel it. They won't know why, but that's how it's going to be.
Something a bit different. Usually we go out some friends. Let's say if it's a husband and wife or for friends, it's the same spiritual force that goes through this dissemination, or how? How does it work?
No difference. Men and women, no difference. And the youth too. Yes.
Olivia from France is asking, by the connection with the public, we develop sensitivity in the feeling of their suffering. But on the other hand, we have the connection with a group that brings us warmth, happiness, and we don't need anything else. So there's a great tension created between those two edges. How to organize it into a prayer in order to bring contentment to the Creator?
We just talked about it. I don't know what else to say. What?
If I understand him correctly, the fact that on the one hand we feel the pain creates a feeling that I feel good, I'm set up, and they suffer. How to turn it into a request?
No, I have to really be integrated in their suffering. It'll come. I have to try more and more, and then that will develop this kelim. It will. If not, if we won't care, then the Creator will make it so that we'll be really dependent on the public. Then we'll care, but because of bad things. It's not worthwhile waiting. It prolongs time, and it's much harder. We have to integrate in them as much as we can right now. Because the following stages are much harder. Kabbalists in previous generations, they lived in a very bad way. They had a very hard life. Like Bala Sulam and the Rabash and the times when there was nothing to eat. And we went through all these phases, but unless we integrate into the public all over the world, meaning watching the news and all that we see, we have to regret everything that happens in the world. Everything. Whatever happens, you have to feel that it's a lack of your doing. Let's read on a bit.
We're in item 170, first column.
All these zivugim, which were made before one after the other, were gathered now into a great zivug to put it, to put her into the chuppah. And in that desert where there is a whisper of the lips, it rises through the man that they had raised before, through the whispering of the lips, with a speech without a voice, because her voice was still in good and bad. And they extended in her the voice of Ima. From all these good deeds, now the great zivuk was made in order to enter the chuppah, because now her voice became good without bad at all, and she became holy of holies like Ima. The speech in the whisper is regarded as the speaking of the mouth, that is, without the adding of the palate, throat, teeth, and tongue, but only through the outlet of the lips and the mouth, to be, as it is written, her voice is not heard. This is why it was said that Malchut rises by the speech of the man, the mouth, that so it is the way of raising of man. And then she enters between the mother's wings and rises between the wings of Bina. This means that she receives the voice of the wings of Ima into her speech. And then, in the speech that she receives, she descends and stays over the heads of the holy people. It is so because once she received the voice of Midat Rachamim, quality of mercy, from Ima, she becomes as holy as her, and her holiness returns to those who corrected her, and they too are called holy people like her, since her speech is now holy like Ima. 171. How does Malchut rise in speech? In the beginning, when a person rises in the morning, he should bless his master when he opens his eyes. How does he bless? This is what the first Hasidim would do. They would place a vessel with water before them, and when they awoke at night, they would wash their hands, stand and engage in Torah, and bless for reading it. When the rooster called, it is actually midnight, and the Creator is with the righteous in the Garden of Eden. Also, it is forbidden to bless in the morning with impure and filthy hands, and so it is every hour.
Meaning, whenever the higher light comes, that it means that you awaken, then you perform the corrections over the clean.
Explanation. Since the beginning of Malchut's correction should be with whispering of the lips, why do we bless out loud immediately upon waking up from sleep? It should have been a blessing in whisper to first extend the voice from Ima, which is raising the Malchut by speaking with the voice of Ima. The first Hasidim corrected that correction in a practical manner, since the ascent of the man is either in action or in speech. Hence, since during one's sleep the spirit of holiness departs and the spirit of impurity of the primordial serpent is over him, since slumber is 1/60th of death, and death is from the tum'ah, impurity of the primordial serpent. Hence, upon waking up from slumber, that evil spirit did not entirely retire from him. It is still present on the tips of his fingers. Since anything that is holiest, the sitra acha clings to it most. And the fingers are the holiest in the body, for there is the...
Because it's Chabad Chagatnei, that's how it is.
For there is the place of instilling of Chochmah, wisdom, as it is written, and all the wise-hearted women spun with their hands. Hence, the Sitra Acha of death does not retire from there, even after the awakening, and it needs an action, the washing of hands. Two vessels must be prepared. One, a higher vessel called Natla, washing cup. Two, a lower vessel to receive the filth. The higher vessel called Natla indicates the Kli, vessel of Bina, for the Sitra Acha flees from the light of Bina.
It follows that the washing of the fingers with the waters of Bina chases the Sitra Acha away from there, purifies the Malchut from the evil in her, and she remains good. Then it is possible to engage in Torah and to bless for the Torah in a way that the act of washing the hands is similar to raising man by the whispering of the lips to the wings of the mother. And when the rooster calls, it is actually midnight. As it is written, the greater light to govern the day and the lesser light to govern the night. Since the holy divinity in the Kli, the Malchut, has diminished into the lesser light and clothed in the Klipot, as it is written, and her legs go down death. This means the tree of good and bad. If one is rewarded, it is good. If he is not rewarded, it is bad. Thus, there are two halves in Malchut, good and bad, a half in which he was being rewarded and a half in which he has not been rewarded. Hence, her governments too, which is the night, was divided after her into two halves as well. One, the first half of the night, as in not rewarded, it is bad. As it is written, you appoint darkness and it becomes night in which all the beasts of the forest prowl about.
Meaning still the forces of the evening, they grow stronger and bring those new kelim, uncorrected ones, till midnight.
Two, the second half of the night rewarded, it is good. The first correction for the good half is done at the very point of midnight. Since then, Malchut receives the voice of Bina when Malchut rises and is mitigated inside Malchut the Ima. And the din inside Malchut becomes a holy din from the side of good without any bad. The meaning is that this din falls and stays over the Sitra Achra and becomes Rachamim, mercy, over Israel. It was said in the Zohar that after midnight, a flame comes out of Yitzchak's pillar and strikes the rooster who is called Gever, a man, such as another man, superior one, above him. Yitzchak Bina, the flame of Yitzchak's pillar is in din of Bina. Angel Gabriel, a rooster, a man, the quality of Gvura, which serves a higher man than him, Malchut de Atzilut, the lesser light. The din of Bina strikes under the wings of Gabriel, and then the Malchut receives the voice of Bina through him. When Gabriel calls the rooster of this world, called, and another flame comes out of him, reaching them under their wings, and they call. This is so because when Gabriel sounds the voice of Bina to the upper Gever, Malchut, the flame comes out of Gabriel and reaches all the roosters of this world, which are the dinim of the space of this world. And they all call out only by the voice that was mitigated with Midat HaRachamim from Bina. Thus, the voice, which is the din of Malchut, no longer dominates the second half of the night. Its place is taken by the voice of Bina, to which the calling of the roosters of this world indicates. This is why it was said here that when the rooster calls, it is the actual midnight, since the rooster indicates that the voice of Bina has already been accepted into Malchut.
From below up, the coupling was made, Bina connected to the Malchut, and then starts the inclination toward the day.
At that time, which is the actual point of midnight, from which the half of the night begins good without any bad. And once Malchut receives the voice of Bina, the righteous raise man through the Torah. When they engage after midnight and raise her to their rejoicing Gevura of Upper Ima, as it is written, she rises while it is still night.
Whereas before midnight, it's crying about the destruction of the temple, the broken vessels. Still, it's impossible to correct them, but only to assemble that, too.
For then she appears in all her splendor and grandeur,
This is the way of the Holy Malchut to appear only at night. As it is said, she goes by day and appears by night and dispenses food in the morning. She appears only in the Garden of Eden to those righteous who correct her soul with the engagement of their Torah, who study after midnight. This is why it was said that then the Creator is with the righteous in the Garden of Eden. Since then, the Holy Divinity is corrected in the Garden of Eden while she is watered from the stream of pleasantness, Chokhmah, and plays with the righteous who are included in her Inman. Moving on to the next part of the lesson.